This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this magnificent Monday, January 12, 2026 edition. After Anthony Forlini spoke to the folks down there in the 8th Congressional District Roundup down in Midland, Monica Yutuma, Deputy Chief Executive Officer of Metro Detroit Medical Waste, said that she wants to focus on customer service as the new Secretary of State, describing a floating around employee, quote unquote, who would walk around the waiting, seated waiting customers to assist them while they're in line waiting to be seen. She added that there's a need also for evening appointments and Saturday appointments. So maybe changing the work hours during the week, maybe opening them up instead of at 9 o'clock, closing at 5, maybe on certain days they might open at 11 and stay until 7. That way you're not extending the hours, Monica said, of the employees being paid. You're just giving folks the ability to come into the Secretary of State's office when they get off work at 5 o'clock. Also, Saturday appointments could be done with part-time employees just for the weekends. During the same straw poll on Mackinac Island, Yutuma got 38.5% of the straw poll votes. Candidate Amanda Love came in second with 29.7%, and Forlini, who hadn't even announced yet, got 14.3%. The third candidate, Amanda Love, said that she was an assistant to previous Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. Well, she talked about offering phone service for seniors who aren't comfortable navigating a website. We are going to have a special phone line to offer the seniors. Also, we're going to offer niceness training. Yes, it does exist after receiving laughter from the crowd. I was actually at an event in Saginaw, and a pastor offered to give training for proper customer service, including how to be nice and patient. And he said the training is actually free. Well, furthermore, Love said she would eliminate Michigan's tab system completely if elected. Michiganders' tabs and license plates expire on their birthday, requiring renewal in order to be avoided getting a ticket by law enforcement. She added also that for legal immigrants, she would mandate that they be able to speak English before accessing a driver's license. We have people that are getting into car accidents because they can't even read our road signs. They're also going to be identifiable so that when you go to a polling site, you'll see their driver's license that's pink. The poll worker would immediately know this person is not a citizen. Interesting idea. We're moving on. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Just a quick housekeeping text message check. Summer, longtime loyal listener, friend downstate, said the state employees will be all up in arms about having to work evenings and weekends. Well, of course they will. So you know what? The new Secretary of State can say, quit. Go ahead, quit. Go find work in the private sector, who many work nights and weekends. See if you can find a better job. There's the door. Thanks for your service. Bye-bye. They have to service us, folks, the people of the state of Michigan. We pay their salaries. So, yeah, it would be really nice to be able to go to a Secretary of State's office in person after work. 6 o'clock, 6:30. Leave it open until 7. That's all we're asking. Maybe Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. Not everybody can get to a Secretary of State's office 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. It's about customer service. So I agree with Monica. I agree with Amanda. Needs to be changed. Well, normally we have Missy on from Battle Creek, My Pure Health Solutions, during this segment, but she's on vacation with her family, hasn't been together, all of them, her son from Australia, her daughter. They're down at Disney World in Florida. So I'm going to fill in and basically share something with you guys about my travels downstate this weekend. Friday after the show, I got some things done, packed up, and went down to my mother's house in Shelby Township. And we went and seen my cousin. Cousin Steve is in an adult foster care facility, and we visited with him, had a good time with him, and was able to spend some time with my mom and Steve, and basically had a really nice Saturday and early Sunday morning. And I got to tell you, folks, I was completely bad over the entire weekend. I ate whatever I wanted. I even Sunday morning had a donut. Pizza on Friday night. Fish and chips with bread and butter on Saturday. And coming home after my donut and coffee Sunday morning, along with a sausage croissant, I stopped at White Castle on Corona Road off of I-75. And I got myself a large chocolate shake. Then I drove up to exit 131 and stopped and got me not one, but two Big Buford's double cheese hamburgers with a large French fry. Ate that on the way home. By the time I got all the way up to West Branch, I thought, you know what? I'm a little hungry. I think I'm going to eat something else. Stopped at a Taco Bell. Not one, not two, but three crunchy, beefy burrito supremes. Had those also with a Mountain Dew. Got on the scale this morning, and I only gained 1.1 pounds after eating all that garbage and crap over the weekend. Today I'm going to fast. I'm going to have water. I'm going to have apple for lunch. I'm going to have an orange for dinner and basically purge and flush my system of all this inflammation that's in my body. That couple of pounds over my ideal reset weight will go away tomorrow, and the pain, the inflammation will be gone. If you made a New Year's resolution to get in shape, to lose weight, whatever, And today it's already 12 days into January, and you might be sliding off the wagon a little bit. I want you guys to call Missy's office and schedule a free consultation with her when she gets back. I want you to call this number and schedule it. She will absolutely consult with you, have a nice conversation with you, find out everything about you, and tell you how she can help you lose the weight permanently. You want to see the fat Trucker Randy pictures? Just go to truckerrandyhealth.com. My before and after pictures are there. 297 pounds on April 23rd of 2023. 4 months, 4 days later, August 27th, 2023, down 80 pounds. And I've kept it off for over 2 years. Even being bad on the weekends. But I know what to do now today, Monday, and I'll get right back on the program and get the inflammation out of my body, and I feel great. I feel young, and I'm off my meds. I'm not snoring anymore. I cannot say enough about Missy and her program. So call this number, 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. Tell them you heard Trucker Randy talking about the program and that you'd like to schedule a free conversation with Missy. Or if you want, you can go to her website that she created about me, truckerrandyhealth.com, and you can click on the link right there that says schedule a free consultation. You can even see my pictures before and after, the screenshots, and you can see others in that website as well. So greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. If you check it out, and if you have any questions, just give her office a call and they'll be able to set you up. Answer your questions and take care of it. Let's see. Is TuneIn Radio working? Can't seem to connect. Well, you know what? Let me check it out real quick. I believe all systems are a go, so that shouldn't be a problem, but let's check it real quick. There's TuneIn. Yeah, it's up and running. You know what? Okay, you know what? I don't know who you are. Please text me back your first name and your city. What you need to do is turn off your phone or your computer, wait about 2 minutes, and then turn it back on. That app, as well as the Simple Radio app, updates the firmware in the apps. So if it's been a while, perhaps, since you've listened on the app, you need to turn your phone completely off, wait about 2 minutes, and turn it back on. When you turn it back on, all the firmware apps in your phone will update. Not just TuneIn, but all your apps. And by doing that, that will give you the latest version, and then it should work for you just fine. So you need to turn your phone completely off. Don't do a restart. Turn it off. Wait about 2-3 minutes, and then turn it back on. So let me know. Let's see. Tom and Karen Curtis, you're good. We're listening in the car. Now, are you listening on 97.7 FM, Karen, or are you listening on the TuneIn app? Because that person was trying to get into the TuneIn app. And no Missy today. Nope, she is in Florida. on vacation with her family, her son from Australia, her daughter, and they haven't been together in 7 years, and they're having a great time down there. She'll be back next Monday. Oh, yeah, Tom and Karen are listening on 97.7. What city, what area are you guys in? Want to make sure we're getting a field report on that. Rod says, dude, sounds like you went completely off the rails. I did, man. I ate like a truck driver. It was fun. I was bad. But, dude, I only gained 1.1 pounds. It was fantastic. Summer. About the employees freaking out, having to work a couple nights, couple hours at night and Saturday morning. I told them they can quit, go find a job in the private sector. Summer says, I totally agree. Just saying that she will have an uphill battle to win that if she's going to win wants the campaign on it. I agree that customer service needs to be a priority in state government. I know you do. Absolutely agree with you. Nikki, are they going to go back to walk in and get rid of the appointment? No. Nope. The appointments have proven to be very convenient, and they are able to get people in and out quicker with an appointment. Now, they do, in my office in Bel Air anyway, here in Antrim County, if you don't have an appointment, you can just sit there, and as soon as they get done with let's say they have a 3:15 appointment, you come in at 3:15, there's somebody there with an appointment. As soon as they're done with that person, the 3:15 appointment, they'll take care of you before they go to the 3:30 appointment. So, no, I don't think they'll ever get rid of that. I think they absolutely like it, and they're going to keep it. Let's see, one other text message. Oh, yeah. I got a text message calling me birthday boy. Yes, that's me. Same birthday again as Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern, and Trucker Randy. We all have it in common. Hey, one of the things I wanted to get to this, you know what? We'll get to it after our interview. We're going to have an interview in the next segment. Braden Jacobacci, 9th Congressional District Republicans. Well, they're hosting a Secretary of State candidate forum January 31st. It's going to be a Saturday, and Braden's coming on in the next segment to talk about it. I'll hold this story. Who is going to be, if the Republicans are able to win back the majority, who's going to be the Senate majority leader on the Republican side? Next leader, whether it's minority or majority. Going to be very interesting. So I got that story lined up, but I want to have Braden on in the next half hour, to talk about this candidate forum for Secretary of State. Bottom of the hour news break, Braden Jacobacci. He'll be on with us next. We'll be right back.